it's time to pony up to the table and hear all of what's going on in the county, where it all comes together. The County Grapevine, a 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Welcome to the Grapevine, Thursday, March 31st. It's Jim J.J. Johnson here along with Krista Hepburn. Krista, an interesting day for us today.
Our last Grapevine.
That's right. We're going on to other things, but we'll still be around the Grapevine. We'll tell you about that later on.
Today is the last day for the mass COVID-19 immunization clinics at the Prince Edward Community Center. There is a clinic today from noon to 6.
And beginning in April, and that starts tomorrow, COVID-19 vaccination opportunities will continue to be available throughout the entire HPEPH catchment area at local pharmacies. So go to covid19.ontario.ca/vaccine-locations for availability. Really just go and Google up COVID vaccinations for Prince Edward County.
They're also available through pop-up clinics hosted by the Prince Edward Family Health Team.
Again, just Google up vaccinations in Prince Edward County. Now, let's talk about what's coming up on the show.
Coming up later on County Profile, Renee Wiseman-Stanner speaks with Judy Sanders.
Judy Sanders, she's one of our favorites. She's a great musician. You can bet she'll be talking about her dad, Bud Gregory, who is famous and such a great musician pretty much to the day he died.
This week on County Grows, Master Gardener Alexa Kay lets us know how to grow medicinal plants.
And on What's Happening, I'm excited about this, Krista. Minor baseball is back. I always loved my time coaching minor baseball. 2 years gone, now it's back. John Allison joins me and has all the details.
And also Kathy Reed of the Picton Kiwanis Club talks about the 85-year history of the Kiwanis Club and their next couple of fundraisers.
But up first, the county grows.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends.
Here's Krista Hepburn speaking with Master Gardener Alexa Kay.
Hi, Alexa.
Oh, hi, Krista. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. So you're going to talk to us today about medicinal plants.
So medicinal plants are any plant that has therapeutic benefits for humans, for animals, and they're also known as herbs. A lot of people are familiar with culinary herbs like mint, rosemary, basil, thyme, and you might already grow these in your garden or inside in pots in your kitchen, but you might not know that between 50 to 80,000 medicinal flowering plants are used globally.
Wow.
So there are many, many of them.
I guess we can't name them all in this interview then.
Definitely not.
Okay. And what can I do with them besides cooking?
We'll talk about growing them in your garden in just a bit. What you can do is pick the fresh leaves once you have them in your garden and make a herbal tea infusion. So you would steep this for longer than your bag teas for about 15 minutes or more. And you can also hang bunches of these herbs like the stems and leaves and flowers to dry inside. And you can use them for tea and medicine all year round. There's a lot you can do. You can also make, I love to do this. I like making infused oils. So what you do is you put like a sprig of plant in a jar and with oil, like even olive oil or sunflower oil, and then you can infuse it in the sun and you can use it as a massage oil. So a lot of people do this with St. John's wort and it dyes the oil like a red color, which is really pretty. And another thing you can do is make herbal tinctures and vinegars with apple cider vinegar or with, you know, vodka or brandy. It depends on what herb it is, but after you infuse this for about 4 to 6 weeks, then you can use that after straining the herbs out. You can use it as a tonic or something for your colds and flus, but make sure you check with a licensed professional or contact us if you're not sure. And just a little background, I am a herbalist as well as a master gardener.
We're speaking to the right person here. And so how do you grow medicinal plants?
Good question. There are a lot of different ways to grow them, and a lot of them already are growing around your house, probably without you even knowing it. Some of them you might know as weeds like dandelion. But in terms of growing them, you can buy seed packets online or in your local garden center, and you can start the seeds indoors between now and May and let them grow into healthy seedlings before putting them out after the last frost in your garden beds. And then another thing you could do is sprinkle the seeds directly in a dedicated space, and you can cover them lightly with soil. And you can make sure you give them enough water and give them space so that the weeds don't crowd them. So to help with that, you consider mulching around your new young medicinal plants. And then, of course, you can buy like seedlings from local nurseries. Just make sure that you're buying the original varieties and not hybrids or cultivars, because they're going to have stronger therapeutic properties. And then another tip, if you're going to be making herbal products, like preparing even tea or a tincture, something that you take internally, especially with these herbs, then try to buy like organic ones, or don't spray them with pesticides if you're growing them at home.
And that'll all be on the package, the information that you're buying?
Exactly. You can just follow the instructions on the seed packet as well. And on our Master Gardener site, like, we have information on starting seeds, which you can apply to these medicinal plants.
And can I grow them with other plants and vegetables?
Yes. So this has been done historically, like in traditional agriculture, even by our indigenous peoples here. A lot of the time they would intersperse like medicinal plants and edible flowers with their food crops. That's called companion planting. Like, a lot of people know that tomato and basil go well together. But another example of that is borage. So borage has this like beautiful little blue flower. If you grow it near or in a strawberry patch, then it can increase the yield of strawberries. So that's one example. And then another benefit to planting herbs with your ornamental plants and your vegetables is that it just makes it harder for insects to spread. And a lot of that is because of the high volatile oil content in herbs that make them antimicrobial.
Which medicinal plants can I try to grow this year?
I picked a few of my favorite ones for their both their beauty and their herbal action. So my suggestions are calendula, motherwort, and wild bergamot, which is also known as bee balm. So they're all very safe and relatively easy to grow. So I can talk a little bit about them. The first is calendula. This bright orange flower looks a bit like the sun almost, and its botanical name is Calendula officinalis. And this medicinal plant helps with wound healing, with digestion, and inflammation. What you can do with this one to grow it is you can scatter the seeds directly in the soil, or you can sow them in pots. And it likes full sun. In just like an average garden soil, it's fine. The seedlings are somewhat cold tolerant. They will self seed, so you can dedicate like a certain patch, even by your front porch, to calendula. You can watch the bees come because it's a pollinator plant.
So, do you have to grow it for us non-gardeners?
Yeah, you can buy it for sure. You can definitely buy it, and you can pick the flower heads with the green base, which is called a bract, every few days. And you can make teas with it or oils like we talked about. And doing this will give the plant a longer flowering season, one of the ones I would suggest. And then if you want something a little bit more unknown, you could, and native, you can consider growing wild bergamot, also called bee balm. It smells like the bergamot in Earl Grey tea, but it's actually different. And its botanical name is Monarda fistulosa. So it's a pretty vigorous perennial. Perennial means that it will keep coming back after more than 1 year. And it's in the mint family, so it enjoys full to part sun. And it has these beautiful pink, purple, frilly flowers. It's anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and has a calming effect on the nervous system. And it's been used for a long time by indigenous people in North America for colds, headache, PMS, nausea, name a few things. How you can grow this beauty in your garden is by scattering the seeds in the soil when there's a light frost in the spring. You cover them lightly. So you're probably noticing a pattern already. A lot of this is similar. But you can also sow the seeds indoors 6 to 8 weeks before the last frost. With any seeds, like if you want to speed up the germination of them, you can also use a heating pad underneath them, even a growing light, but that's not so necessary unless like your lighting is in your house. Or you can pick the flowers and the leaves from bee balm to make a bright red digestive tea, and it will have that lemony taste that I talked about, like in Earl Grey. It's liked by hummingbirds, and its other name, so its name is bee balm because the leaves and stem, they have traditionally been used, and you can even like the stem to pull a beast out from your body. So it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of folklore around herbs. And then the last one that I wanted to talk about today is called motherwort. This is also in the mint family. It's a perennial bush that can grow up to 2 meters. So I included have a bit of variety in the height that you're growing. This is a good one to cane more in your garden. It can be a little bit aggressive, like a lot of plants in the mint family. It's really beneficial in terms of medicine. So it was actually brought over by European settlers for its medicine. just be careful not to plant it close to woodland areas, like, or in a woodland. But in terms of its medicine, anxiety, restlessness, heart palpitations, it can improve reproductive health. A disclaimer though, don't if you're pregnant. It has small, pretty pink flowers, and it has coarse like teeth on its stems. A lot of herbs that have like teeth or thorns on them, it shows us. Another example of this is its thorns. So it shows us it has some action, herbal action on the heart area. Motherwort's botanical name, Neonurus cardiaca, which means lion heart. So it is easy to grow from seed, and it's, or it can also be propagated. So that's when you divide the plant. Plant prefers well-draining soil. You can direct sow the seeds outside in a cold, moist spring, like earlier in the spring. So I would do that in the next couple weeks. You can also start seeds a month before the last frost date inside, and then plant out the seeds when they're about 10 years tall. The seeds can also be cold stratified, and I won't go into the detail on this process here, but like you can visit our site, pecmastergardeners.com, for more info on cold stratification.
Is there a site I can visit about medicinal gardening?
Yeah, so one that I really like is the Chestnut Herb School. They have a whole page dedicated to herb gardening, different resources on this. So you can visit chestnutherbs.com/medicinal-herb-gardening.
Okay, well, that's lots of information for us today, Alexa.
Yeah, thank you, Krista, for having me on.
I'm Krista Hepburn. I've been speaking with the master gardener, Alexa Kay, on County Grows on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Thanks for that, Krista and Alexa. Coming up next, it's What's Happening right here on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.